Sam Holland. Dean Lester's now with us. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Nards.
How did you find going through the form for this meeting this evening?
Again, not big fields, but I actually like probably three of the races tonight. So, yeah, I think we can get on the right side of the ledger.
Okay, well, let's have a look at race one. Take out the two. Here we've got number three, Alighieri at $4.80. Cape d'Etoile at $1.65, down to Cleo's Poet at $3.80.
Well, he's very short, Cape d'Etoile, but I do think he can start us off with a win and might be the start of a multi. His run on debut was very good to Sonnerie. He was fighting back on the line, and I think 1,500 here, second up, I should say, is ideal. And the one to beat, Alighieri, scratch from last night in preference for this number three, probably looks the main danger. Had a fairly good run last start and ran okay. Five, Cleo's Poet. Keeps running consistent races without being able to look like a winner, but should get into the money again. And six, De Niro, did enough on debut here behind Oriental Gift next best. But I think Cape d'Etoile deserves to be a short price favourite and the one to beat. 4, 3, 5, and 6.
So we go 4 from 3, 5, 6, race one. Race two, 3-year-old Filly's Maiden. He can take out the 7. We've got number one, Bell Champ, at 8.50. 7.50, Foot. Down to Magnica at 5. 4.80 for Mystic Marvel. Rebel Rose is at 225 and Touch Your Cloud at 750, so all bar one single figures.
Yeah, the little query is, there's a first start here we haven't seen in Mystique Marvel, but if depending on how the market reacts to her, I'd be pretty keen to think that Rebel Rose will win here. First up run was very good, and then last time out just had no luck at all at Geelong, just in behind them, and never got really clear at any stage. So whilst running 8th of 9, beaten 3 lengths, she went to the line pretty much hard held. So I think with a bit more galloping room tonight, up in distance a little bit, she can atone for that defeat and beat 3, Foot, who was quite a good run at the first start for New Stable behind Fabrication, who's then won again since. 4, Magnica, the run at Ballarat behind Patrol was a fair run. The extra distance should be okay. And as I said, Mystique Marvel's one we haven't seen. Be interested to see how the market reacts to her closer to race time. 6, 3, 4, and 5.
So we go 6 from 3, 4, 5. Now the third race. He can take out runners 1 and 5. Now we've got the two going in style at 5. 6.50 Inner Brew. 2.60 Miss My Trust. Down to 4 for Ping Ping. And 7.50 for Star Clipper.
Yeah, I'm going with My Trust, who ran well on debut as a favourite at Morpheville back on Cox Plate Day at Morpheville, actually, and a three-year-old maiden's been given plenty of time to develop from then and resumes here in what looks a suitable race. Number 8, Rocco, comes out of a fantastic form maiden at Ballarat, was beaten about 8 lengths, but there's been several good winners out of that race, and resumes here off the back of a couple of recent trials. 3, Inner Brew, bit of the unknown from the Richard Lemming stable, but I'll be certainly watching the market moves closer to race time. And 6, Ping Ping, who's got good tactical speed, will use it here and give a good sight for a long way as it did last start. But I think 4 is the key runner ahead of 8, 3, and 6.
So we go 4 from 8, 3, and 6. We then go to race 4. This is a maiden over 1,000. This race, you can take out runners 9 and 10. Number 1, Chas Marlowe, 7.50. 9 for Major Peterson. 5 for Norton. 6, Sigma, is at 4.60. 4 for Atrillo. 7.50, Kiss the Boss. And Lady McPhee is at $4.40.
Yep, first starters hold the key strongly here, Nadia. I'm going with number 6, Utrillo, who trial on Monday, trial very well. I was given a good hit out, mind you, but I don't mind that going into race day. It'll be ready for the challenge, and I think we'll run well. Norton, I thought trialled quite well under a hold recently at Cranbourne. Damien Lane riding, he's in the first at Benalla and then coming down to ride this one for the Pat Carey Yard. I think it's a big watch. Number 5, 6, Sigma. I haven't seen a recent trial for it, but a jump out when it got its barrier certificate back in October. It certainly impressed. And number 8, Lady McPhee, who was far from disgraced on debut. That was back on Bendigo Cup Day. Recent trial was right out the back, but on the line was hitting the line nicely, and resumes here for the Michelle Payne stable. So a really interesting maiden. The first starters are the key runners, 6, 4, 5, and 8.
So we go 6 from 4, 5, 8 in race number 4. Race 5, this is the first leg of the quaddie. He can take out number 4. We've got the 1 Spearhead at 5, $8 Citrus Wish, 7 for Sherpa Trail. Zimzala is at $2.30 favourite, and then you're down to a Judah who's at $4.80.
It looks a good race for Zimzala. I think he's short enough. He's won one of his six starts to date, and his first up run behind Flying Murdy at benchmark 64 grade was good. He's well placed to beat 5 Sherpa Trail. I think just an ease back in distance will really help this horse. He just may not have seen out the mile last start. Back to 1400's ideal. 8 Ajuda. Thought she ran a lot better than it might have appeared at Wangaratta. Did a lot of work in the middle stages there, and I think they went very hard in that race. It was a high-pressure race. She'll be fitter for that run. She's got a good record at 1400 and can make her own luck here at probably a slightly lesser tempo than she experienced at Wangaratta. And 1 Spearhead, who's racing quite well. 6, 5, 8, and 1.
So we go 6 from 5, 8, 1. We have a look at race number 6. He can take out the 7. We've got number 2, Harden, at 8.56 for Le Boss. Down to Mag Melu at 3.750 ZM. She's got speed. Is it 2.15 the favourite?
Yeah, I'm expecting improvement tonight from number 3, Le Boss. He's had 2 runs back in town. I think he's going a little bit better than the form card would suggest, but tonight it's a good scenario. 1,600 metres, he's a winner at. Gets the blinkers back on, Noel Callow to ride, and just a bit of galloping room. I think he can run well. To beat 6, she's got speed. She absolutely relishes 1,600 metres. 12 goes at the trip for a win and 9 placings, so she's very consistent around this distance range. The fact that she's won 2 of 29, and you'd have to take a short quote, it's a little worry, but she is very close to another win. Mag Malou got the job done last start, winning at Echuca. Will make his own luck up on the pace. He likes to roll along in front when he's at his best, and he'll run well. And they're the 3, with a bit of a gap maybe to Hard Earn next best. But 3 at a little bit of value from 6, 4 and 2.
3 from 6, 4 and 2. We go to race number 7. He can take out the 2. This is a race over 2,600 metres. We've got the 1 Crafty Cruiser at 5, down to Ben All at 3.10. Diamond Geezer is at 5. $6 for Honorary Miss. And then you're looking at Summer Nostrum at $6.50.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Ben All. Hasn't raced for about 6 weeks, but he has had a hurdle school since then to keep him up to the mark fitness-wise. He ran well at Sandown last time out, Noel Callow to ride today. He gets around the Cranbourne and track quite well. In saying that, he's done nearly half of his racing here. He's had 16 of his 35 starts here at Cranbourne, and I think he's a good chance of winning it. The dangers, Diamond Geezer was quite good last start behind Crafty Cruiser. There's a little weight turnaround. There won't be much between them again. Crafty Cruiser at start 125 got the money, recording his 13th career win. He carries weight. He runs these sort of trips. He's going to run well again. And Summer Nuckstrom, he's an old boy that's in good form as well. The 10-year-old, he ran well at Sandown last week behind Choicer. That form stacks up here, and with the lightweight, he's going to be competitive again. 3, 4, 1, and 10.
So we go 3 from 4, 1, and 10, and then we go to the final event, race 8, over 1,200. You can take out runners at 2 and 8. Here we've got the 5 Plenty to Like at 3.30. Red Gateau is at 8.50. Wanted Diva at $2.40.
Yeah, I like this race. I think she's a really good favourite. Wanted Diva at $2.40. Resuming, she simply wasn't good enough in the spring. She had 3 runs at stakes level. The 6th to Hootson, beaten 4 lengths, wasn't a bad run. Midfield in the Thoroughbred Club Stakes, and then well beaten in the Lexus on Cup Day. She's resumed with 2 really good jump outs in preparation for this. She's got a natural leader drawn just outside her. I think she gets a beautiful run. I think she'll win the last. Number 9, Wanted Diva, to beat 5, Plenty to Like, who is that natural leader that I referred to. I think at 1,200 metres, she's going to make her own luck. She's led at her last 5 runs. No reason to think they'll change the pattern, and she'll run a good race again. 7, Red Gateau, did enough first up behind Mystico. That was very much a leader-dominated race. Can improve here. And perhaps 1, G Wizzer, who's pretty reliable, does race well here at Cranbourne, might be next best. But keen on 9 to win the last starts from 5, 7 and 1.
So we go 9 from 5, 7 and 1. What's your best Ruffy Quaddy and also your player of the night, Dean?
The best, the last Nards, race 8, number 9, Wanted Diva. Best value, race 6, number 3, Le Boss. Quaddy, first leg 1, 5, 6 and 8. Second leg 3, 4, 6. Third leg 1, 3, 4, 6 and 10. Last leg 5 and 9. And the play of the night, a parlay 2, 3, race all for the win. Race 1, number 4, Cape Etoile. Race 2, number 6, Rebel Rose. And race 8, number 9, and that is Wanted Diva.
Outstanding, Dean. You have a good night, good luck on the punt, and also have a brilliant weekend.
You too. Good on you. Thanks, Nadia.
Well, there is Dean Lester with his look at the meeting from Cranbourne tonight. It's